I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, June 28th. A community meeting will be held this evening regarding plans by the City of Quincy to update the Furnace Brook Golf Course. The Department of Natural Resources will hold the workshop at the Golf Course Clubhouse on Reservoir Road at 7 p.m. Officials say the workshop will identify the values and principles that will inform the design of improvements to the golf course and the adjacent Forbes Hill Park. The team will provide a brief update on the process so far, and most of the meeting will focus on hearing from the diverse group of stakeholders and participants about the values and principles that the community wants to see reflected in the project design. The city took over the golf course earlier this year and is planning to completely renovate the clubhouse, add more parking, and refurbish the playground at Forbes Hill Park. The Quincy Zoning Board of Appeals will meet today with a full agenda. Officials continue to review a controversial proposal for a two-family home at 15 Jewett Street on Howes Neck and a new 24-unit apartment building at the former Imperial Terrace restaurant on C Street. Also today, the board will continue a review of a proposed three-story, eight-unit apartment building on Copeland Street. Board will meet today at 6 p.m. in the first floor meeting room of Old City Hall. The meeting will be carried live on QATV Channel 9. Governor Baker responding yesterday to critics who say failures at the MBTA are his fault. Staffing issues that have created safety problems and service cuts at the T mirror hiring challenges that employers face in the public and private sectors, according to Baker, amid a tumultuous stretch that saw a federal oversight agency order immediate changes at the transit agency Baker oversees, and legislative leaders placing the blame on his shoulders. Baker sought to link many of the struggles at the T to economy-wide factors rather than his management. At its board meeting last week, the MBTA general manager said the transit agency has launched a hiring blitz to staff up as quickly as possible, floating the idea of a $10,000 signing bonus and better working hours in order to attract new workers. Baker hinted at plans to roll out a new MBTA funding proposal to assist the agency's operating budget, which T officials project will face a gap of hundreds of millions of dollars next year once it exhausts pandemic-era federal funding, with ridership still depleted. Baker did not offer details about what the proposal would entail, nor say whether it would seek a one-time injection of regular or recurring funds. In a post-Roe Nation, Governor Baker said he believes the state's abortion laws could cause some businesses to move into the area immediately after the Supreme Court officially overturned Roe v. Wade, ending constitutional protections for abortion. The governor signed an executive order to protect access for all women, regardless of the state of residence, to reproductive health services in Massachusetts. Baker answered questions yesterday about the issue during his first public event of the week. Governor said that after hearing from businesses about what the Supreme Court's decision means to the workforce, he believes that state protections for abortion could draw businesses to the states. In Massachusetts, state law permits an abortion prior to 24 weeks. After 24 weeks, abortions are allowed only if a physician believes it's necessary to preserve the mother's life, health, or because of a lethal fetal abnormality. Senator Elizabeth Warren is pushing for President Biden to declare a public health emergency. In the wake of the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision, Warren hosted a meet and greet at a community center in Randolph last night. She's suggesting federal authorities take action to increase access to abortion medication, where the procedure has been restricted by state regulations. She is pushing to provide federal resources for individuals seeking abortion care in other states and using federal property and resources to protect people seeking abortion services locally. Proclaiming Massachusetts' financial position to be better than it's ever been. Governor Baker yesterday promoted his $700 million tax relief proposal as a way to help older and low-income residents facing skyrocketing inflation. The governor urged the legislature to act on his plan announced earlier this year before the July 31st deadline. He said his proposals are extremely affordable given the state's $5 billion budget surplus and tax revenue collections that continue to come in significantly over benchmarks. Governor's proposal includes doubling the maximum senior circuit breaker tax credit, raising the rental deduction cap from $3,000 to $5,000, doubling the dependent care and household dependent care credits, increasing threshold for no tax status to $12,400 for single filers, $24,800 for joint filers, and $18,650 for head of household, doubling the estate tax threshold and eliminating the cliff effect, changing short-term capital gains tax to 5%. A check of business news this morning, and stocks were down yesterday. The Dow lost 62 points. NASDAQ fell 83, and the S&P dropped 11. Asian stocks mostly higher. The dollar rose, the euro was up, and oil at $111 a barrel. In sports, the Red Sox winning streak comes to an end as they lost in Toronto last night, 7-2. They'll play again tonight at 7:07 p.m. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mostly sunny and pleasant with a high of 80 degrees. For tonight, clear, low 56. Partly sunny tomorrow, high of 84. Sunny Thursday, high of 83. And turning hot and humid on Friday with a high 91. For the boater, waves about a foot. Light northwest wind will become easterly later today and a high tide right after noon. Sunrise at 5:09, set at 8:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, June 28th.